This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. What is UCP Oregon? On their website, it says they support people who experience developmental disabilities, believe in the power of real choice, real jobs, real homes, and real connections. Let's talk about it this time on Metroscope. On Metroscope this time, I would like to welcome Susan Cushman, Family Support Director, and Gavin Johnson, Development Director with UCP Oregon. Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
So, Susan, can we get started with you and talk about what is cerebral palsy? That's what UCP stands for, right?
United Cerebral Palsy, right.
Okay.
And we're one of the affiliates of the national organization. CP, cerebral palsy, is basically a brain injury. And there are many causes, and sometimes you don't know what caused it, but it affects muscle coordination primarily.
And does it happen at any point in life?
No, it happens when the brain's developing. It most commonly happens before birth, or during labor, or within the first couple years of a child's life. And while their brain is really developing, I know several children who drowned when they were 2 or 3 who hadn't had CP, and then they acquire it from the lack of oxygen to their brain.
Wow.
Or several children who were in car accidents when they were babies and they had a head injury. If we had a head injury, we call it a traumatic brain injury. But when your brain's developing, they call it cerebral palsy.
Okay.
It's a catch-all phrase.
Is it something that... Do they know the causes? I mean,
well, my daughter was born not breathing, so they know if you don't have enough oxygen to the brain, part of the brain gets injured, and it affects movement. So depending on which part of the brain gets affected and damaged, which part of the body is affected. Sometimes kids have strokes in utero, which was fascinating
wow.
for me to learn. It's called hemiplegia, and it affects one side of the body. So maybe the left side's weaker than the right. Usually hemiplegic kids can walk and talk. They just fall down a lot when they're little.
Tell me about your daughter.
So my daughter is now 26. Like I said, she was born not breathing. And when she was 4 months old, I got the diagnosis. I didn't know. She was my first. I knew she'd kind of moved kind of jerkily, but I didn't want to think that she had cerebral palsy. They mentioned it the day after her birth, and I said, go away. So luckily, the doctor who diagnosed her was on the UCP board and gave me the card for family support. So the next day, when I could stop crying, I called her, and she was the mother of twins who both had CP. A lot of twins, one has CP, one does not. And she reassured me and kind of gave me hope that I would survive this. I didn't know anything about cerebral palsy. I hadn't been around anybody. I didn't grow up with kids with disabilities when I went to school. I'm a little older than some, than the IDEA. So it was scary and terrifying. And so I could call UCP anytime and get the resources and the help I needed.
That first initial meeting with UCP, what was that like?
Well, it was on the phone, and it was wonderful. It was just what I needed. Here was a mom who actually had a child with two children with cerebral palsy, and so she knew what I was going through, and she was there for me in a way that I really needed, and that's what I get to do now with new parents who call me. I never forget what it was like to get that diagnosis. So I just heard from a new mom in Milton Freewater yesterday, yeah, whose little baby was just diagnosed, and she doesn't know where to turn, so she turned to UCP, thank goodness, and now I can connect her with other parents and give her resources.
How many children are born with CP?
It's 1 in 1,000, apparently, yeah, right now.
And how many people does UCP in Oregon work with?
Well, family support doesn't charge for services. We support about 800 families throughout Oregon and Washington. UCP Oregon, for adult services, we serve in the Portland metro area adults with all kinds of disabilities, with employment services, with community connections, with supported living services.
That's great.
Yeah.
When did UCP start working with people with all types of developmental disabilities?
Actually, I think they pretty much have almost since the beginning.
Oh, okay.
UCP Oregon started in 1955. And we started with sheltered workshops and group homes because that was better than the institutions and no jobs. And then in the 80s, we transitioned into supported living, where we support an individual in their own apartment or home. And they have the staff they need. Some people need 24/7 staff, and some people need a check-in once a week. So of our adult customers, most do not have cerebral palsy. Most have another disability.
Okay. How long have you been with UCP?
A little over 12 years now.
Yeah.
As the family support director.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. What's it like to be in that position and to know how much you mean to some of these families?
It's awesome. It doesn't feel like a job most of the time. I'm always trying to figure out better ways to support families. I know for me, being with other parents was the most important support. So I think one of my main jobs is connecting parents with each other, whether they live in Independence or in Medford or in Portland.
That first initial whoa when you have a child with CP, that must be one of the scariest things ever.
It was the scariest day of my life. It was what I considered the most tragic day of my life was, well, her birth was pretty darn traumatic because she was taken out of the room not breathing and revived right away, but getting the diagnosis was overwhelming. And so I actually have put together a PowerPoint about the grief process for parents and how, you know, it's important to grieve the disability so you can be there with your child. I had to do that. I kept expecting Marie to be doing more than she was doing, and that wasn't fair to her. So when she was almost two, I did this grief ritual to let go of the kid I thought I was going to have so I could be there for the child that I have. And now I get to share that with professionals who work with families throughout the state.
That's super interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's a process.
It is a process, absolutely a process.
Tell me about Marie and what she's like. What's her life like?
Well, Marie has what's called athetoid cerebral palsy. There's different types. So she started sitting up when she was 18 months and walking as soon as she could sit up, they put her in a walker. Okay. So she can walk. She uses her power chair for long distances, like going to the zoo. She's had a job doing data entry because they put her in front of a computer when she was 11 months old for speech therapy because they knew she'd always need a computer. So she's really computer savvy and really math smart. Now, what I've heard is 75% of people with cerebral palsy are left-handed. Well, she's right-handed. So she has and most kids with cerebral palsy aren't good at math, but she's really good at math.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's really good at art, and so she has had an Etsy site for the last 8 years. Sells her art at wherever she can, but most successfully at disability conferences, of course.
Do you think she got that from you? Because I know you're an artist
yes,
as well.
Yes, she did. Yeah, we've been doing art her whole life.
That's great.
Yeah.
What are some misconceptions about CP?
Well, it's not a disease. It's a condition. It's not progressive. It's not contagious. I would talk to Marie's classmates in elementary school to remind them that it wasn't contagious. They didn't have to be afraid of her. Yeah, it's not progressive.
So it doesn't progress beyond once the diagnosis.
And therapies can help mitigate the movements and your life. Yeah.
And even though they may speak a little differently and move a little differently, the mind is working pretty relatively normally.
Most kids and adults with CP have average to high intelligence. So I know my misconception, because I didn't know anybody with a disability before, Marie, was that anybody in a wheelchair had an intellectual disability, and that's just not true. So I've learned that, and I've met many people with great abilities, whether they can move their bodies or not. Their minds are very active.
Do you think we're getting beyond that stereotype?
No. No, I have people come up to Marie and talk baby talk to her. She's 26 now, and she can do complicated algebraic formulas. So I think I should put one on a placard and show it to people when they baby talk to her and ask them if they can do this.
What is her reaction to people that...
She doesn't really pay attention. She doesn't really care what other people think, which is a blessing.
Yeah.
She's never noticed people staring at her. I do, but she doesn't. She's very happy with who she is. She was asked at age 11 if she could wake up tomorrow without CP, would she? And she said no.
Really?
She likes who she is, and CP is all she's ever known. So she's
a great,
you know, our kids can be a great teacher for the community, but I think generally most people don't have that connection and don't understand that people with disabilities are just like me and you. They just move a little differently or have different support needs.
Let me once again introduce Gavin Johnson. Gavin is the development director with UCP Oregon. Gavin, tell me, what do you do? What is a development director?
So we raise funds and awareness.
Okay.
So we develop opportunities to create funds for the organization. So that mostly those funds will go to help our family support department, but also help with other ancillary opportunities with our other service areas too. So we do that in a number of different ways. We have our outward-facing event that we'll talk about in a little bit, the Walk, Roll, and Run. But we also give opportunities for people to give in the way that fits for them. So either it might be writing a check, a major gift, or a corporation being a corporate sponsor, providing an in-kind donation of some sorts. People can choose some planned giving option for later in life when their funds can go, that they've accumulated, could go to something helpful, which is a great opportunity as well. So mostly, people with making individual donations is the greatest opportunity we have. So, yeah.
Are most or all of UCP's services free?
So the family support services are. Okay. So the other service areas have a fee for service that they actually pay via Medicaid usually.
Okay.
So that's how that works. And it's a great opportunity. So there are some things that we can't pay for. So the reimbursements from Medicaid aren't that great, as you'll talk to anybody in the healthcare industry. So there are, we do an amazing job leveraging and maximizing those payments to give incredible service to the people we serve.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the big event, which is coming up middle of September, is that right?
It is, the Ides of September on September 15th. So it's a Saturday, and it's a magical event. Portland's known for a lot of its walks and runs during the summertime, but I have to say, of the many that I've been to, this one really shares the love of everyone there. So they're all embracing something that's important to them, whether it's running or walking or being outside. But for a lot of people, it is basically a family reunion.
Yeah.
The folks that come out might be walking in honor of somebody that has intellectual or developmental disability, but it brings their family together, their family members, people that they work with, and sometimes they'll get matching shirts, and it's a really colorful process of a parade, if you will, people walking over the Tillicum Bridge and high-fiving each other as they're coming back, and just knowing that everyone's coming together and supporting something that's important to them, and it really feels good to know that there are others that care.
Yeah, and to get together every year in mid-September, and like you say, it's like a family reunion, the Walk, Roll, and Run.
Absolutely.
So what's the route this year?
So the route, we start on the east side and just a little bit north of OMSI, and we walk around OMSI and across the Tillicum Bridge and then back again. The 5K does that same route, but then they'll come back at the Tillicum and run up the spring
Water corridor.
Yeah. And then come back, and so it makes it a 5K for everybody. They start first, so everyone finishes about the same time, and then they return to our festival area where we have multiple tents set up with different vendors and sponsors that have set up booths, and they're giving things away, and great food from people like Papa Murphy's, who are handing out pizza, and Ingalina's, which is a catering company that that shares some amazing food, as well as a lot of different people. I think we have five different people giving away food, which is really sweet. I have nothing but cakes that give away.
Those.
Oh my gosh, they're
those
so
the
good. And they're great people over there. But so many good folks. The foot traffic has been involved. Morrell Inc. helps us out. And Cold Kissed is, of course, provides water for us. So a lot of folks giving some in-kind donations to make a great event experience for folks.
How can our listeners get involved with the Walk, Roll, and Run?
Ah, good. I'm glad you asked. So it's really easy. You go to www.ucporegon.org. And you'll find the Walk, Roll, and Run link, which will take you to an amazing website that we've created. It makes it very easy for you to sign up as an individual or to create a team or join a team or donate to one or the other, an individual or a team.
I'm clicking on the website right now just so I can catch up with you. So it's not too late to sign up, right?
It is not. You can sign up within about 48 hours before the event. And of course, you can come down the day of the event in the morning. It starts at 10, so we ask you to be a little bit earlier if you want to register for the event. I think we had about 80 people register the day of the event. You know, those folks that just couldn't make up their mind until the day of, maybe they're waiting for to see if it's raining or not. But which we've had really great weather for many of the events, and it's a great opportunity just to kind of get together, exercise, and share the love.
Yeah. Mid-September is September's a pretty good month here in Portland.
It's a great month.
Yeah, it is.
Our summers are really July, August, September, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are.
So it's not boiling hot, and it's usually nice, and usually doesn't rain, but, you know, you can never say that here in Oregon. It never rains in September, that's for sure.
Is this one of your largest fundraising events of the year?
Yeah, I think it is. It's one of our largest outward-facing events, which really involves the community. It's a great awareness opportunity because people that do get involved, we send motivational emails out to folks to raise funds, but also include a message about what we do and how we serve. And so it's an opportunity throughout the process when they sign up to go to the event to see the services that we provide and some profiles about the people that we help.
It's sometimes eye-opening for people who maybe have never heard of you before that could use your services.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think there are people that we find out all the time. There are a lot of people out there that maybe have the means, that have their child or a family member has an intellectual developmental disability. They have the means, and so they don't reach out to community organizations to help, and only to realize that there are many different ways they help. I think the key, what Susan was talking about, is what I hear over and over again, the opportunity to talk to another family that has a family member in a similar situation. It's incredibly powerful, more so than probably other services that are provided through a lot of organizations.
Yeah, just that one-on-one support has got to be somebody who's walking in your shoes.
Absolutely.
That's got to be a great asset.
Yeah. I don't know. What is the meaning behind that, Susan? Why is it so meaningful for people?
Well, when I got Marie's diagnosis, I didn't even know what cerebral palsy was. So to meet another parent, to talk to a parent who knew what it was and was, her child was 12, so she'd been dealing with it for a long time and could, explain what it meant and how we couldn't really know what Marie would be able to do when she got older, but to know that there were resources and people I could ask questions of whenever I had questions, where to go with the county caseworker and all that kind of stuff.
So you work with family support with UCP, but there are other services that UCP provides. Tell us about those too.
Well, now that my daughter's an adult, for people that are over 18, we provide, she had employment services to find her a job, help her find a job with a job coach that supported her. So we help people find real jobs, not sheltered workshop jobs. And then our supported living, as I mentioned, we support people in their homes with as much or as little staff as they need. And we have a thing called UCP Connections is our brokerage, and they help adults with a personal agent who helps them achieve whatever their goals are, whether it be employment or volunteering or learning how to ride the bus.
And services for adults differ quite a bit from services for kids, right? I mean, obviously, kids need different things than adults need.
Right. Actually, we do have a service called Building Blocks, which is our newest service that provides in-home supports for families with kids under 18, so that when the parents get some respite time, they can hire staff through Building Blocks to come into their home and give them a break. Because there's this analogy I came up with a few years ago that if you were a parent and you had a child with the flu, and you know how scary that was, and your child had this high fever, and you thought, you know, you couldn't sleep through the night for several days, that's what a lot of our families go through every single day. They have children who can't even cough. They don't have enough muscle control to cough, so they have to be suctioned throughout the day. And they have seizures, and they never sleep through the night. So I do everything we can to support the families, give them a break. We have a program called Respitality where we give people a free hotel room. So there's several wonderful hotels in Portland, like the DoubleTree and the Marriott on Broadway, that give us free hotel rooms here and there to give to our parents to get a break because they finally get to sleep through the night for one night.
That must be a special treat.
It is a special treat, yes.
Tell me more about that. Where do their kids go?
Well, the kids, they have to provide their own child care.
Okay.
And we have some funds to help pay for that. Most people have relatives, grandparents or aunts or uncles or siblings who can watch their children.
And it's kind of like date night for mom and dad,
It is,
right?
Date night. And for parents who can't get away overnight, we did start date night. So we get gift certificates from restaurants all over Portland, all over the state. Once we find we have a family in Klamath Falls, we write to restaurants in Klamath Falls. And we get gift certificates so that they can have a date night.
And are you always looking for those types of things?
Always looking for that. If you're a restaurant and you want to give a certificate, we would love to have you contact us. And Portland Center Stage gives us tickets for theater, which is just lovely.
Oh, that's so great.
There's a zip line, and Ben gives us tickets a couple times a year, and families in Ben, the parents can get away. I'm sure that is a real getaway, right? You're on the zip line. You're not going to be thinking about your kid at home.
You're thinking about how terrified you are. How are parents chosen to get the Respitality?
They just ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. What a great thing that is.
Right.
I bet parents really love that.
They love that.
Mm-hmm. So, Gavin, I want to ask you about one of the services that UCP provides. That's Employment Solutions. Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. So, Employment Solutions is, one of the services that UCP Oregon provides. And it's something that really resonates. All the services resonate with me, but I had the opportunity when I first started over a year ago to do some field trips as I'm learning about the organization. And I was really touched by the depth that folks go, the team goes to find a job for a person with disabilities. First of all, the person indicates that what he or she wants to do, that they do want to work. And then they do a discovery process, which is quite amazing. So they don't go to an employer and say, hey, will you hire this person with disabilities? They go to the person who identifies that they would like to work, and they'll gather family members, guardians, whomever, in a room, and they'll talk about what this person would like to do. And they'll sometimes it's very difficult for the person to communicate, so that sometimes those supports are needed, and collectively, they'll come up with things that will indicate what they want to do. They'll go ask what color they like, what kind of things do they do around the home on a regular basis. And they'll put something together, and then they'll go out and actually look for a job that matches what that person wants to do. So is it the chicken or egg kind of thing? So then they have that really difficult process of finding that opportunity. They'll go into a company that kind of matches what they think might happen. They'll maybe ask for a tour, and they'll identify things, jobs that maybe the company didn't even know that they needed, and a person to support. Maybe they find some staff that on a regular basis go and do this other job. It takes away from their core duties, and it happens to match perfect with this other person, those other duties. So they'll create that opportunity, but it's based on the importance of the person that wants to work. And it's an amazing thing that happens. They feel fulfilled. They go from being tax negative to tax positive. And sometimes there are tax benefits for a company to hire a person with disabilities, depending on what it is. So it's an amazing effort, starting with the person that wants to work. And the unemployment rate for disabilities, people with disabilities, is pretty high. I don't know the number off the top of my head. But I know going to college, I think it's only 16% get a college degree. So it's great for the community, great for the person. I love that process. So these are the many services that are provided and served through the fundraising efforts of things like the Walk, Roll, and Run.
Well, let's talk more about that. Give me the everything I need to know about Walk, Roll, and Run the last minute we have here.
Well, we have a lot of folks that help out with it, you know, particularly the corporate sponsors that have decided to support us, one of which, of course, is Intercom 94.7 and 105.1 The Buzz. They're on board helping us.
Yay, us.
Yeah, you. You'll be hearing PSAs throughout, and you'll see Gustav joining us. He serves not only as an on-air spokesperson, but he also at the event. He serves as the MC. He's been involved for years, as everyone knows. He's been in the community. I think people say the longest serving DJ in the community. I'm
That's
told.
Awesome.
Is that correct?
He's a good guy.
Yeah,
for sure.
So we have Paulson Coletti. We have the Old Spaghetti Fact. We have JD Fullweiler. The company insurance, financial, country financial, and of course the Oregon Able Savings Plan, Pacific Automation, Performance Mobility. We have Durham & Bates and Kaiser Permanente and Bliss, which is insurance and risk advisors. Callahan Electric, U.S. Bank, the Charitable Services Group, Beneficial Bank, Stevens Place, and I mentioned our in-kind supporters before, but all these folks are coming together to provide a great event experience and provide very needed funds for the people we serve.
Yeah, it's great to have so many people step up.
Absolutely.
The date for the Walk, Roll, and Run is September 15th, and tell me the website one more time so people can get signed up and get participating.
UCPOregon.org, and we've got we had a huge growth last year, $24,000 more than the year before and 160 more people than the year before, and so we're pretty excited to have a lot of new things to even roll out since last year, so it's going to be an exciting day.
Getting bigger every year.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, thanks to both of you for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.